Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Project Independence and You, Christina Luce Show. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Janet Entine. Now, this is the last segment, Janet, so my co-host, now I'm saying it right this time. And we're going to go right back to Christina, who's back from her vacation.
Yes. You know, in another event that we've been doing is these Project Safes that John could speak to. There's wonderful programs, and our next one is coming up on Wednesday, July 15th at the Great Neck Social Center. John, I'll turn it back to you. Who's going to be there?
This is a very good one. Judy Bosworth, supervisor of the town in North Hempstead, will be there. Acting DA of Nassau County, Madeline Singus, will be there. Charlie Berman, who's the receiver of taxes, and Anna Kaplan, who's the councilwoman for that district. And Peter Janowski, who's first vice president with Johnny Montgomery Scott. And we talk about scams. And it was very funny. We're not going to get into this week. I was reading about a scam in Psychology Today. It was a scam of a husband and wife that he wasn't the person she thought he was. And the title was Being Scammed by Your Lover.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. And it was like, because at one point she realized every time he's saying yes, he's lying.
Wow.
And I forget, I didn't finish the whole story because I was looking for my kind of scam stories. I'm saying, no, I'm not going there, but that's
fine.
It's
like a soap opera scam. It was. I like that one.
It was like a soap opera scam.
I like those kind of scams.
Because she realized every time he says, I love something, he's like, I hate that. It's like, well, who are you?
Yeah.
But nevertheless, the scams that we have and the DA is very involved in it is what's happening to seniors.
Right.
It's a fortune that gets taken from them on so many levels. Recently, I've been getting texts, emails to fix my American Express card. I don't have a Discover card. But if you hit that link, you're going someplace. And as we've gone around the town doing them, more and more people are telling their story. In the beginning, we were just talking. Right. Now people are willing to share, which is important.
Yeah, because I think everyone becomes invested in it, and that is the perfect place to share your situation or what you've heard about, because it's just, and I think that's what's great about these, because even at advisory committees now, I find that a lot of our members will bring, something that was mailed to them and just to show. And I said, technology, whereas it's a great thing and it does connect people and make, life a lot easier in a lot of ways, also comes with it some security things that you get a little nervous, and it's easy for these scam things to quickly pop up. So it's really just about educating and knowing what's out there, because like I said, it's every day there's something new. So the more we talk about it and the more we share, a particular scam and just educate the public, I think that's...
And there's nothing in reference to a person's intelligence.
Right, absolutely.
Because you turn around and say, well, how could he be so stupid? Right. I thought he was a smart man or a smart woman. That's what a scam is.
Right.
They
twist
it some way that all of a sudden you're out the money and you say, how did it happen?
Yeah.
John, would you tell us if we're interested in coming to this, do we have to call 311? And where is the Great Neck Senior Center located?
Great Neck Senior Center is at 80 Grace Avenue in Great Neck. And you should call 311 to make a reservation, because it is a lunch program. We're over 100 people already, so it definitely is something to call to make a reservation. There's no question. And 311, you can call the senior center. I don't have that number. Go through 311. It's the easiest. I always push it. Mm-hmm. It makes more sense. Call 311.
Great. And I want to urge people too that, on this show and especially in this segment, we like to announce things. So if there is a scam that you're aware of, please call us and let us know, and then we'll try our best to get it out there to the public. Because I just received one that was actually from a coworker. It said her name on it. And it was saying, I revised your document. They sent it. And I'm like, what could this possibly be? And it was a scam thing. This thing had popped up. And it was because it just, you're thinking, okay, she revised my document. I'm back from vacation. I wonder what document she revised, And then I looked at it. I was like, this just looks, and I saw her email. It was her private email. So it just, it's so easy. I was sitting there and I was going through my emails and I was about to click on it. And then I realized no, I'm not. I let her know. She's like, I didn't send, anything.
Yeah, no, you have to be careful.
No.
And you don't, from people, especially seniors, as they're getting involved in computers, if you don't know the person who sent it to you, and the person, I would say, hi, Janet, how are you? I'm not sending you, hey, babe.
Right.
I mean, wait a minute. Right. This is not coming. So you turn around. There's clues if you slow down.
Yes. Good.
And then you don't hit the link. I used to do that, and my kids get mad at me because one of the computers got years ago. Right. Dad, if you don't, why? I'm curious. Why? You're an idiot. Right. Just don't hit the link. Yeah. And, you know, and that's what nobody should be doing.
Right. And that's what it is. It's just about educating. I urge everyone to definitely go. Especially, I mean, this Project Safe should be an amazing one. The lineup is...
Yeah, it's going to be, really, and this particular one, we're going to do another one in with PETA, and we're going to try to go around the district. But, you know, they're hard to put together. It takes time and everything else. So when you hear of one, it makes sense. Yeah. You know.
And you walk away with some concrete knowledge. I said my favorite always is what I do to this day, and I was actually thinking about that because before I went on vacation, I went to the ATM, and... You know, one of the seminars I was at said, you know, you always take a piece of paper, whether it's an envelope, whatever it is, and cover your hand when you're typing in your password because you never know if there's these skimmers are called, right? These skimmer, you know, devices. And I'm always, like, looking around, too, like, trying to be extra cautious. But it just covers it. So this way they can't do anything without your password.
Right.
So it was just, like, a little tip that you could do. I mean, you could do it with anything. You know, there's sometimes our envelopes right there that you could just, you know, cover your hand with, so... That's something that I always, you know, was ingrained in my brain. So definitely,
it's important. It's the amount. I mean, there was somebody arrested last week. Three people. They pulled somebody over in a car. I forget exactly what happened. They pulled them over for one thing, and they found the scammers in the car.
Yep.
And they had hit three gas stations earlier that day.
Yeah, because then that's something, you know, I try, you know, to always use a bank one. You know,
I go along with that now.
I'm only, like, across the board do that. Like, I will not, you know, whereas I might have ran in, you know, just because it's easier.
And in the deli, they have an ATM. You run
over and
do it.
Right, in the deli, you know, might mean, well, just have an ATM, but it's easier, you know, it's not
as monitored. Paying attention.
Right.
Security-wise, whereas a bank says, what's that guy doing over there for 10 minutes playing with the machine?
Right, and there's cameras. It's, like, a different level. So it's, you know, just taking precautions. Not being terrified of the world, but also, you know, just being safe and aware at all times. So definitely go.
I agree. Perfect. And I say we'll keep everybody up to date as other ones, you know, come along.
Okay. And then I thought, you know, I was looking up some new material to talk about today. And what I thought was I saw a press release that on August 15th, North Hempstead Animal Shelter is taking part in this Clear the Shelter Day.
Okay.
And on this day, they're waiving all fees, adoption fees, because they're, you know, they're doing this in conjunction
That's
with
huge.
NBC4 and Telemundo 47. They were all partnering to do this. And the goal of the program is to really address the overpopulation in these shelters and give pets a happy home. It's usually about, like, $57, these adoption fees, so that's waived for that day. And, you know, all the dogs are already sprayed and neutered and vaccinated and microchipped. So, I mean, that already comes with it, so you don't need to worry about any of that. And I just thought it was a nice little idea. And it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. called Clear the Shelter Day, and that's in Port Washington at the North Hempstead Animal Shelter.
That's perfect. An excellent.
Yeah, because I think, you know, that might deter people sometimes. You know, you don't, you know, these fees. So it's, you know, you can go down there and it's a good cause. So why not do it, right?
And any
you can
of those
call
things.
311. You know, if you have any want any information about that as well.
You know, one for tomorrow, because I got an email, is the Eagles Tribute Band.
Oh, one of the concerts.
Yep.
Yes.
Eagles Tribute Band is tomorrow night, 7:30. I'm assuming that's at...
I could look it up. I'm not 100% positive where it's located, that one. But I think it's in Port Washington.
But if our listeners have questions,
right,
they should
call 311. Because you know what it was? When the email came out, it said something about Desert Highway. I'm not into music. And I thought, I said, where's the Desert Highway?
Yeah. There was a new road in North Hempstead. He wasn't sure, John.
But, no, the point is, actually, that's the big point. The point is 311. There are so many things going on. And Rebecca's laughing at me, you know. But so many things going on that to find. And then you turn around on a Monday morning. I didn't know that was in town.
Right, right.
I would have gone to it last. Especially if it's a nice night with a little bit of a breeze.
Yes.
People are silly not to avail themselves of all the stuff that's going through the town.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I said I just find 311 just absolutely incredible. And especially Project Independence 311 just, you know, really work hand in hand. They're always the first to know about any program we have because they have, you know, it's their database is amazing. Mm-hmm. So you literally just call up and they'll type it in and pull up, you know, questions about whatever, you know, you may have. So it's just... So it's going to be at Manor Haven Park, the Eagles.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank you.
In Port Washington at 7 p.m. So definitely check that out. And I've heard actually really great things about the Eagles Tribute Band.
Oh, really?
Yes. They were just talking about it at work. So definitely go.
There's so many of these tribute bands that have popped up recently.
Yeah.
Not recently, I suppose in the last 3 or 4 years, though, only. Yeah. The one I'm waiting for is Queen.
There we go. Call for one and put their request in. There you go, John.
Because only recently I didn't really pay attention to Queen, but I like Queen now. So I would be interested in a tribute band.
There we go. So, call up Supervisor Bosworth. Let's get on arranging this.
We need Queen.
Yeah. And I just also want to tell everyone again that the town is working on this mentoring program, you know, as part of the president. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about this. It's called My Brother's Keeper. And it's a really a great program. We're working to get mentors to mentor, you know, young students around the town. I know they've been having meetings on this, so we're just going to keep everyone updated on this program. And it's going to be mentoring students that are starting in ninth grade and allowing them to explore different careers in high school. And there'll be different speakers and internships. So our department is working.
Really?
This initiative. So, yeah, it should be.
That'll be a volunteer type thing then?
Yeah.
That's the way you'll be going out and asking for volunteers?
Yeah, that's why I think it's great too, you know, because a lot of seniors, you know, might be interested in being part of this mentoring program to mentor these, you know, students. So,
that'll be kicking off.
Stay tuned. Yeah, they've just been having meetings, so I'm sure.
I saw the announcement like a month ago, maybe, or something. Okay.
They just had like their first big meeting, you know, like I think it was actually a couple of weeks ago. So, it should be good.
Terrific. That's it, Janet. We did it again. I want to thank Janet. I want to thank Christina, of course, and our speakers today, which was Peter and Therese. And next week, Anna Kaplan's going to be here, and Jill Weber, who is the Commissioner of Parks. Anna is a councilwoman. And so until then, I hope everybody has a wonderful week. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP. And as always, Janine and Dan and Rebecca, we thank you for everything you do for us.